And it is 24 minutes to midday. 24 minutes left to have a lovely conversation with Janine Handel, the CEO of the Roger Federer Foundation. So wonderful to have her here. Now, were you able to book your tickets for the match in Africa? Hey, it's the tennis match between Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal. I've got no doubt Roger's going to win that. But it'll be taking place next year at the Cape Town Stadium. Now, the match in Africa is the sixth edition of this particular event, but it is the first to be played on African soil. And we do know that Roger has a special affinity to Africa, having spoken to his mother about 2.5 years ago, herself, of course, of South African lineage. She recounted some really interesting stories about the then young Roger Federer. But Janine Handel is the CEO of the Roger Federer Foundation, and you're here in studio to talk to us about the foundation, the work that you're doing, and also the role that this historic match has played and will continue playing in society. But I want to confirm one thing first. All those tickets are sold out, because I'm sick and tired of people coming to me, oh, Kino, are you interviewing the CEO of the foundation? Can you maybe get some tickets? And then I go, no, you can't. It's sold out. It's all sold out.
Sorry, Kino, I don't have better news for you. It's really sold out. And I know there are so many frustrated fans out there. But the problem, you know, is the size of the stadium.
Yes, indeed.
It is too small for having all that crowd interested in this unique event. Mm-hmm. But we cannot invent more seats, unfortunately. It is a unique moment. I hope that all the fans are watching on TV who don't have tickets. And please, don't rush to these resale platforms. You might not purchase real tickets.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that going around, and that unfortunate. It's quite unfortunate, really. And it happens with a lot of big events that take place.
Well, it's very unfortunate, especially because, you know, we had more than 10,000 tickets for only 150 rand because we wanted that every fan can access that event, even though coming from a little bit less financial privileged background.
Yes.
And now I see that some of these prices on resale platforms are just nonsense. So please.
They snap it up and then they sell it to you for 10 times the original. And, you know, at the end of the day, not worth it, quite frankly. So let's talk a little bit about the Roger Federer Foundation, its birth, where it emanates from, what it does.
The foundation is really focusing on empowering children. And how do you do that best? By education. And actually, we focus therefore as well on early education, because the first 7 years are crucial. It is the foundation of all learning.
Yes.
And this is why we need to stand all together in order to provide the best start in education for our children. So this is not just something we can delegate to teachers or principals. It is something parents have to care about.
Yeah.
Communities have to care about. It needs a village to educate a child.
That is so true.
Of course, government representatives on district level, on provincial level, they all need to work in favor that these children here in South Africa, but also in the region, they have a better start. Children need to be ready at school, but the schools also need to be ready for children. Otherwise, correct, when you miss that start at primary school, you miss up maybe for your whole life.
Well, we have very sad stats to prove that. I mean, we've got what? I think it's around 60,000 primary schools in South Africa, about 26,000 high schools, 12 million children in those schools, or learners as they're called as well. And the most unfortunate thing is that, what, 74%, between 74 and 80% of children cannot read to understand. And the consequences of that, people don't realize. They go, oh, they can't read to understand. But think about it. When you're doing mathematics, when you're doing geography.
Exactly. But let me underline that early learning has less to do with mathematics, but really it is learning through play.
Yeah.
This is where the cognitive skills, the social-emotional skills, even the motorical skills need to be developed for school readiness.
Yes.
And of course, then there are early literacy skills and language skills and some numeracy skills.
Yeah.
But let's let these children first learn through play. That is very important.
Because the brain's got what, that limbic system, and that's the emotional center of the brain, and that is, most people learn more effectively when you access that part of your brain, actually. How you've got that little hippocampus that stores all your information, and if it's done via pictures and other stimuli, other than just sitting and looking at numbers, then it's more effective. And the reason I mentioned the stats, though, Janine, is because, and especially at ECD, it's a key challenge in this country, reading to understand. And if you use play to teach young children to read, to understand, the positive effects all the way through their lives, you know, the confidence they gain because they know what they're reading, they're able to excel because they know what they're reading, is so important.
Absolutely. And actually, it is even proven for research and science that, and even the World Bank is confirming that every rand you invest in early learning is coming back in an economic effect of 17 times impact. So it's a very good economic investment.
So other than that, why the decision to focus on early childhood development, essentially?
Well, because it's the foundation of all learning. I already said it. There you can have the biggest impact, the leverage of impact, and because there are not enough funders and donors and stakeholders in this field.
I think the question, I maybe put it too simplistically, the question was, is there a specific affinity that Roger has to early childhood development? Is it a key passion of his? Because you have the Roger Federer Foundation. People whose name it's obviously done in have a particular passion. We had Ryan Sands, very important athlete. They had an experience with, you know, not having proper nutrition, etc., and therefore nutrition became something that they focused on.
Frankly speaking, when Roger was starting the foundation, he was 22 years of age, and he had no clue about early learning.
Okay.
This is different now. Being a father of four, he experienced personally what it means, how quick these children develop, what kind of fundamental things they are learning so early in life. But it was always Roger's value. Everybody has a strength. Yes. Everybody. But they need a little push to reach the potential.
Yeah.
And we want to give these children this push. So he always had this link to education, knowing that this is empowering most children for their whole life. But so at the beginning, early learning, what might have been a theoretical approach, now definitely Roger is very much into it.
And your link with the foundation, how long do you know the Federers? How's you? Are you comfortable to talk about your involvement?
Well, I'm on board since 9.5 years now, so quite some times. I had the privilege to, you know, being the first employee of the foundation, starting the management of the foundation, starting really the strategic grant making. And of course, it's a privilege to work for Roger, but maybe not because he's a good tennis player. The privilege on my side is because Roger is so eager to learn.
Yeah.
He's never happy with what we do. We always need to improve.
Brilliant.
He's able as well to take risks. And, you know, when you take risks, you also have maybe the potential of having a higher impact than just going slowly and, you know, risking nothing. And this is, of course, fun. And we share the same ambition to, at the end, have the highest impact possible.
So now let's talk about the match itself, its history, the conceptualization, and what it's managed to achieve.
Well, the match is, first of all, a dream coming through for Roger. Coming to his mother home country, bringing high-class tennis to this part of the world was something he was dreaming quite a long time ago. But, of course, with all the schedule, it was quite a challenge to find the time.
Right.
And, of course, he also had then only one possible opponent he wanted to bring. That was Rafael Nadal.
Yes.
So then managing the two schedules was even more than a challenge. And then there came also the idea, well, let's do something really, really good out of it. Let's go for the best. And that came also the idea to run for a world record.
Right.
Having the highest number of tennis spectators in the stadium of Cape Town.
Wow.
So it will be a very emotional moment for Roger personally.
This is wonderful. It's so great to be talking about this. And there was a lot of hype about it. And I ask all these questions because we want to know what's happening behind the scenes. And I would imagine, Rafa, so you said it was difficult to, you know, obviously it's difficult to get the schedules right because...
It was not difficult to get Rafa's yes, I'm into it. I mean, that came right the next second. But then to find the date, that was the challenge. No, I mean, Rafael Nadal is a philanthropist as great as Roger is. He is very committed, helping children with his foundation as well. And therefore, it's such an honor to have him on board for this very important milestone in Roger's life.
You know, I'm so thankful being a broadcaster, sitting and doing a show such as this, because, you know, normally when you listen to the news... And you listen to all the bad things happening, you're thinking we're going to hell in a handbasket. But when you look at the good people that are standing up, whether it's on that I'm Staying Facebook page, whether it's Vanessa Sands and Ryan Sands talking to us about how they want to remain in this country and give back, whether it's listening to yourself and just listening to the work that you are doing and the work that Roger's doing in partnership, obviously through the match with Rafa and all the other people doing it, it gives me hope.
Well, Kino, let me say this. Coming from Switzerland, working in the region, it is a real privilege. Why? Because so much is going on here, which goes in the positive direction. The development is huge. You just have a little seed you plant, and you have immediately a tree. It's so much pleasure. It's so motivating to be active in this region. So there are many, many good, positive news we can share with the world what's going on here.
And that is one of the key things the show is going to continue doing. We refuse to only talk about the negative, and we will take on whoever we need to. We took on the Eskom chief operations officer earlier because they're costing us a lot of money. But that's the one thing. But we also have to look at the other side of life, the people who want to make things work, because we're not going to hell in a handbasket. That much I can promise you. We are chatting to Janine Handel, the CEO of the Roger Federer Foundation. If you've got some questions, why not? Phone in, and please don't ask about tickets. Don't, because there are no tickets left. Right. But if you've got any particular questions you might want to ask, pull it in. 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp at 072-567-1567. Welcome to Today. I'm Kino with you, well, for the next 10 minutes and 30 seconds till midday.